You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Tune into the Superhuman Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today. The discussion is going to take a different direction as we investigate the potential role of glucosamine in protecting against and even reversing certain types of cancers and tumors. We'll have Sean Medeer on the show to talk about that. No one knows more about glucosamine and chondroitin than Sean Medeer. I challenge anybody. Before we get started, I got to mention a couple things. First of all, thank you to all of you who have either posted on my Facebook wall, messaged me or emailed me, and your kind thoughts as I am challenged by some issues that kept me out of the studio for a couple days. So thank you very much for that. Also, I just want to remind everybody that AgeForce has extended the B-Complex 2-for-1 simply because I kind of twisted their arm and said, look, 2 days was not enough. People sometimes don't listen to the podcast by the time they get caught up for a week. So they have extended it now for a few more days. If you go to superhumanradio.com, you can get the single best B-complex in the world, all the most advanced forms of the vitamin Bs that are important to us, hydroxycobalamin, P5P, methylfolate, all in a patch that delivers it right into the bloodstream. Go to superhumanradio.com and check that out. Also, we want to welcome a new sponsor, TA Sciences, the makers of TA65, the only clinically proven telomerase activator out there. They are now sponsors on the Superhuman Radio Show. Guess what and why? Because they know that our audience is intelligent and we are all striving to live better qualities of life. Okay, so let's get right back to it. In the vein of living a better quality of life. How you doing, Sean Medeer?
Doing very well, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
And for those of you who are not familiar with Sean, Sean's company is GLC Direct. They make the single best, not only the best formulation, but the best priced product on the market for joint health. It's a combination of a variety of different glucosamines and chondroitins. You take it for 2 weeks and all of a sudden all your joint pains go away. It's just that miraculous. I know people, Sean, I know people who were told that they were on the list. One good friend, David, was told that he would surely need a knee replacement. And I said, look, he said, I'm taking glucosamine already. I said, you're not taking enough. He said, this stuff is so expensive. He was taking that OsteoBiflex stuff from Walgreens. I said, look, go to my website, take advantage of the 2-for-1, buy this stuff from GLC, take it. I said, take 3 grams a day for 2 weeks and then make the decision. And like everybody else I've ever told this to, 2 weeks into it, he says, I have no more knee pain. And people can't believe it because their doctors tell them, oh, it's not going to help you. You're far beyond that. That's not going to help you.
Yeah, and it's because there's so much misinformation out there. You know, and most physicians have to live looking at some of the medical data in a soundbite kind of format, and a lot of us do that as well. But as we learn more and more, people are coming around to realize that this glycoprotein group has an excellent anabolic effect on tissues. But if you're getting the trace levels, like your friend was when he was buying at the store, it just simply doesn't have the propensity to make it through what I call the coffee filter of the system. When you look at, before we can even have it influence our articular cartilage, we have to make it through the buccal passage, through the fundus of the stomach, the duodenum, small intestine, liver, bloodstream, synovium, and then we have the ability to work with it. So at each stage, we're losing both glucosamine and conjointin to different cells throughout the body because it's a wonderful metabolite. But the truth of the matter is, if you're not getting enough and it's not bioavailable, you're wasting your time and you're wasting your money.
Right. And so with that being said, a lot of the research that I've read on glucosamine specifically says that the magic happens when serum levels get up above 75 what per liter. I don't remember the incremental measurements that they use, but the magic number was 75 something per liter of blood. That is where the magic starts happening, and most supplements cause you to fall far below that when taken at recommended doses. They keep it like the 35 to 50 range, and all of the science behind it shows that it must be higher. What is the increment that you know what I'm talking about?
Well, what we've done is established a formulary that's been patented that addresses our first stage of loss. You know, once we put glucosamine in, talking about the stomach specifically, it can be utilized right there by the epithelial cells for energy. They'll uptake that protein, utilize it for ATP development, and now we've already have metabolic loss. Secondarily, we have oxidative loss because we're introducing an isolate into what's categorized as a quite hostile environment, very acidic at times.
Mm-hmm.
So with the original GLC formula, I included an esterified form, which is called N-acetyl-D-glucosamine.
Right.
And it runs the gamut so that it satisfies our first stage of metabolic loss and allows significantly higher levels of the other three forms, which are your sulfate sodium, sulfate potassium, and your hydrochloride, to pass through in higher quantities. And that gives us the ability to raise our blood levels, if taken as directed, which ours is 1 gram per 100 pounds of body weight, BID, or twice a day. So in comparison, it looks like a lot, but when you think about what it, all the different pathways it has to go through in order to become available in the bloodstream, we're hitting clinical parameters each and every time. So we're getting above your 75 ml per nanoliter.
Right, right. Okay. All right, so now, which takes me to this. So I'm doing some research a while back for a show on vitamin C. And I find out that a lot of the cancer protective values, and even in some cases, reversing cancers provided by vitamin C therapy when given intravenously is its ability to upregulate collagen production. I thought, wait a minute. What upregulates collagen production better than glucosamine? And so you and I shared a couple emails, and I was like, wait a minute. Is it possible that as part of this type of an approach, that what collagen provides, and we can talk more about that in a moment, that glucosamine should be considered one of these agents, alternative agents for treating cancers? What do you think, Sean?
Well, I think the putative effect of having it in circulation and being able to modify collagen where necessary, and you have to remember, the cells, using proper signaling from the RNA, make the determination whether or not they need the different sugars, proteins, carbohydrates that we have, vitamins and minerals available to them. So what ends up happening is if you have a damaged cell and glucosamine can become the collagen modifier for it, then in fact it does have the propensity for that. Conjoined sulfate also has an excellent track record in research for cancer prevention. And it's because it has an anti-inflammatory effect, not just in the joint, but systemically. And as a matter of fact, there was just a study published this year, 2012, where a group of researchers were using a group of the antioxidants that you're talking about, vitamin C, a group of vitamin E, retinoids, which are your vitamin A class, and some somatostatin with some conjointin sulfate. And in this group, this is head and neck tumors, which unfortunately the majority are fatal. We ended up with a improvement in the quality, life, reduction in tumor size in the entire control group. And in a few of the cases out of the 23, they had a complete functional recovery, is how they put it. So, in other words, the cancer had gone into remission. Now, that's not to say it was the one component, but it was the symbiotic relationship between the different components in this cocktail, of which conjoint sulfate was one of the primary components.
Okay.
There's lots of new science coming down the pike.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how tumors take root in your body and what glucosamine and obviously chondroitin can do to prevent that. We're talking with Sean Medeer. They are a sponsor of Super Human Radio. Been a sponsor for 3 years now. You realize that, Sean?
You know, time flies when you're having fun.
And as always, I say, whenever possible, patronize the sponsors of this show. But this is a situation where you won't find a better product than GLC 2000. And I really mean that. By price and what it includes, there is no better joint compound out there. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad to find out how you can get a 2-for-1 on GLC 2000. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting edge products at wholesale prices.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50, that's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy and disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, it takes an entire editorial and writing staff to put out the quality and content that Adel Moussa puts out on his blog, Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. I swear he must have three or four clones working round the clock to publish the articles, and how detailed the research is. If you have never visited Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com, you're really missing out. Check it out today. We're talking this hour with Sean Medeer of GLC Direct, simply the best glucosamine chondroitin product on the market, and one coming that's going to even be better. He's going to break his own record with quality of products when we talk. We will talk towards the end of the show about what's going on with Actistatin. But anyway, some of the research that I found, Sean, shows that it takes 20 minutes for a tumor cell to find tissue to dock into to become vascularized, and that the single barrier to that process is collagen. That collagen embargoes the tumor cell and basically destroys it. And without adequate amounts of collagen in the body, which we know happens as you age because your skin breaks down, without adequate amounts of collagen in the body, these tumor cells have an easier time finding a place to dock. Have you read any of that research?
Yes, and actually, it's not a new theory or something that's been only recently exposed. Matter of fact, back in the early 80s, Dr. Sidney Salmon, who was the top endocrinologist at the University of Arizona, had done his primary thesis and research on just that, the circulation of these cancerous tumor cells. And it was his theory that we have them on a continuous basis. And now it has been proven that that is true. That's why free radicals play such an important part in helping to fight off just the initial formation of these damaged cells. And basically, what they do is as they circulate, and as you said, they're looking for a place to adhere to, if we have within our endothelium or within any of our organ tissues breakdowns or lesions in the matrix of collagen, which forms the actual exteriors, that does, in fact, give them an area that they can adhere to. They're looking for chinks in the armor, and if you have that, it puts you at a higher risk.
This is really interesting. And this was the whole this was the whole basis for the chemoprotective effects of vitamin C in its ability to upregulate collagen. Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you even include some vitamin C in your formula?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's an important component, and it's one that I highly recommend that people seek out, not only in supplemental form, but make sure that you're getting it adequately in your diet. The more food you look for that have a higher antioxidant content, the healthier you're going to be. But.
Okay, so with that being said, do you think that vitamin C has a greater influence on collagen production, or does something like glucosamine and chondroitin have a greater influence on collagen production?
Well, glucosamine specifically is a collagen modifier. Used in conjunction with vitamin C, I think that's why in this most recent trial on the head and neck tumors that they were used in concert. But if I had to choose one over the other, I would move more toward the glucosamine because it is, the more we're learning about it, it has a true anabolic effect on so many different tissues, whereas vitamin C is an important part of collagen production, but it doesn't change the nature or signaling that produces the collagen itself, which is what we're finding when we have circulating glucosamine. So, like I said, if I was on a stranded on a desert island and I had to pick one over the other, I would go with the glucosamine in that case.
Okay, so with that being said, what about the linkage? Now, you directed me to some other research that there's a tumor necrotic factor upregulation as a result of glucosamine. Is that correct?
Well, Yes, there is, but I want to be quite clear that we're not saying that if you take glucosamine, this is a cure for cancer or anything along those lines.
Right.
These are pathways that we can look at to try to help the body perform better at defending itself against these.
Right.
So not only did we have that change in the upregulation, but a couple of guys have even taken that a little bit further, and they were finding that there are other pathogens. One in specific that plagues most hospitals, and it's your basic staphylococcus. And there's a group that put out a small research article, but by binding glucosamine to medical devices prior to their introduction into the body, they found that it reduced the adhesion or adherence of staph infection. So really reducing the ability for these cells to adhere is key. And it's been proven now in a couple of different trials just this year.
Okay, so with that being said, if someone wanted to, obviously if somebody is already taking a glucosamine chondroitin supplement for its ability to affect their joints, are the doses the same if someone wants to make sure that they're also getting, I've used the wrong word before. I said chemoprotective, and I just realized it after it came out of my mouth. I mean, oncoprotective effects of glucosamine and chondroitin. Are the doses going to be similar to what you would take for the soft tissue upregulation in joints?
Yes, and actually, you know, the key is to get it into circulation. And as we discussed a little bit earlier, there are so many stages at which the body will utilize glucosamine prior to its ability to even enter the bloodstream that getting sufficient quantities, and it's unfortunately more than most people are taking now and or are planning on taking when they head down to Walmart to buy the latest and greatest,
right.
It's just simply not enough to make it through the system. So I would recommend staying at a minimum within 1,000 milligrams per 100 pounds of body weight twice a day. And if you stick with that protocol, I think you're pretty safe. You know, GLC has some advantages in that we do have a higher absorption rate and survivability through the gastric system. So that, on a bioequivalency, it actually makes us about twice as valuable on a dose-for-dose basis than even our nearest competitor. So keep that in mind when you're looking. If you're buying an OTC-type product and it says take two, you may need 4 to 6 to actually get the benefit.
Right.
So
right.
What looks like a value isn't always that.
What about hyaluronic acid? Just frank, there's a lot of new molecular weights of hyaluronic acid being promoted that are supposedly absorbable by the gut. I have read some research that says that the body uses a certain amount of HA every day, and that by drinking an HA supplement, you're actually providing the body with its sacrificial HA, so it doesn't go after the joints as much. Why not just take hyaluronic acid as opposed to a glucosamine chondroitin supplement?
Well, here's kind of the dirty little secret. Oral HA is mimicking a process that occurs on a natural basis. When we ingest any type of food, you have to remember that the epithelium of the stomach literally digests a group of about 4 different chains of cells during a normal digestive path. Within those cells are high levels of hyaluronic acid, and that releases into the bloodstream in trace levels. Once we pass beyond those normal levels, the liver then actually sends out a group of signaling cells to try to find out why it's occurring. And the only time you really have higher levels of hyaluronin circulating than in normal digestive type processes are when you actually have a damaged or punctured synovial tissue that is literally leaking hyaluronic acid into the system. The liver then senses that. It shuts down what are called interleukins, which are the inflammatory mediators or guardians, and systemically it reduces the inflammatory processes. Now, there are companies that are saying if you take hyaluronan, it will become hyaluronan in your joint. And unfortunately, that's nonsensical. It was just proven that even intravenous hyaluronic applications are almost 100% absorbed in the liver. So keep that in mind. You know, if a company's telling you that this is going to somehow migrate into the joint, that's not scientifically valid. What it's doing is helping to reduce inflammatory processes, and that's why people who do have chronic inflammation tend to respond to oral hyaluronan.
Interesting.
Most of it is lost in the process. Very little is taken up, but those fragments that are taken up elicit that response in signaling in the liver.
Okay, so getting back to the potential effects of glucosamine and obviously chondroitin to influence cancers and tumors, what other interesting research is out there that we haven't discussed already that would point to the possibility of it doing so?
Well, there's a lot of different clinical trials going on as we speak, looking down that same pathway. But before that data is really out, making comments on it or trying to put my spin on it, I don't think would be really appropriate. We've covered the latest two that are just this year on giving cells less area to adhere to is leading to reductions in tumor growth and reductions in infection. So I think those two are kind of on the cutting edge right now.
Okay.
There are a couple of other interesting studies out there to get away from working from an endocrinology standpoint, but looking at how glucosamine is utilized by different tissues in the body. We've got a group that has just come out with a study on chondroitin sulfate, glucosamine, and NSAIDs in actual muscle work. And what they were trying to find out is whether or not individuals who have arthritis can increase muscle mass by taking these supplements.
Really?
And interesting findings, because we know if you're a bodybuilder, you know if you take a little ibuprofen before your workout, you tend to be able to push a little bit harder because you've reduced some of the cell signaling and you don't feel the pain as much. But what they found out is that glucosamine itself, it increased the maximal contractual and muscle work by almost 15% in this group of older individuals. Now, it did not actually lead to a greater muscle mass, but an improvement in the actual muscle force. And it really comes down to glucosamine is uptake by both the satellite cells and the Golgi cells, so that it allows a better development of energy in ATP, and that, in fact, translates into more function and more power. So if you're in the gym and you're trying to strive for some heavier gains, I highly recommend going into a glucosamine regimen just to help that alone.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, there's a couple other studies that I want to talk about, and I have a feeling that you've seen the one showing glucosamine's effects on mitochondria function and biogenesis. We're talking with Sean Medeer of GLC Direct. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the GLC banner ad to learn how you can buy two for the price of one and get it at an even better price than anyone else can out there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER to today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenedione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testa 100 patch today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back, take it back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Sean Medeer of GLC Direct about the cancer protective and even in some cases reversing cancers and tumor growth effects of glucosamine. And Sean, you may have heard me mention during coming out of one of the breaks, Adele Musa, who writes a blog called Subversity.com.
Yes, I did hear that.
Adele is a genius. He really is. And whenever he listens to the show, while I'm talking about things with guests, quite often he sends me studies. Like while I'm on the air, he posts things on. He just emailed me a study. A use of glucosamine and chondroitin and lung cancer risk in, I don't know what this is, VIT, Ammons, and Lifestyle, Vital Cohort. Anyway, it's 76,000 participants from Washington State. They were ages 50 to 78. And they looked at glucosamine and chondroitin usage, and they looked at low, medium, you know, moderate, and high users. And they considered a high user somebody who used glucosamine and chondroitin 4 days or more a week. And the reduction in lung cancer and lung cancer risk in what was considered the high usage group was dramatic, comparable to it was comparable to the original study done on NSAIDs in cancer, and it was not modified by the use of NSAIDs or smoking status, which means that some of these people were not using NSAIDs and they were probably still smoking as well. And the reduction in lung cancer was dramatic. They said in glucosamine, but not chondroitin use. And there's a great table that comes along with this. I'll forward it to you after the show.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, really, really good information. So this yet again shows the benefits of glucosamine and chondroitin. Now, when we went into the break, I mentioned another study that I had read that I think I may have forwarded to you from my iPhone one day. And it said something about oligosaccharides?
Yeah, oligosaccharides.
Uh-huh. Okay. Induced mitochondrial biogenesis. And it was basically a concoction of glucosamines that they showed was actually able to increase mitochondrial function in exercising individuals. Did you happen to see that research?
Well, it's actually one that I have not read.
Okay.
But it breaks down to the exact function that we have been looking at for the past 40 years. You know, we've been able to look at different cells which are more complicated, like chondrocytes and synovocytes. We expose them to these esterified forms of glucosamine, and we see these anabolic effects take place. Now we're taking it to the next level. Rather than looking at just the complexity of these larger cells, we're breaking it down beyond the membrane to find out how it's really working. And so basically what you look at is mitochondria is the primary manufacturing energy developer for all the cells in your body. So if we look at how the chondrocyte, and I'll focus on that because it's the one that we are needing this anabolic effect on when we have osteoarthritis. The fashion in which mitochondria uses glucosamine is kind of a three-step program. When glucosamine is near the cell, there are little psyllium probes that detect it. They uptake the glucosamine. The mitochondria then convert it into energy, and that energy then facilitates the production of all of the beneficial components like collagen, proteoglycans, and really important for athletes and those who are suffering, and immediately helps produce more hyaluronic acid inside the joint. Now that in and of itself is a godsend for most, because one of the problems we have, especially as we age or as we have higher levels of athleticism, we're putting damaging stresses on these two articulating heads. And if our hyaluronic acid inside the joint is compromised, it becomes a little watery. And as soon as that occurs, now both of the opposing heads can come together. That can cause cellular death. So it's very, very important that we keep those levels of hyaluronic acid up in the synovium so we have a more viscous surface, less binding, and less prone to injury. I know it's kind of a long-winded way to go into how mitochondria uptakes glucosamine, but the end result is the benefit in its that mitochondria facilitating both collagen, proteoglycan, and hyaluronic acid development in the body.
Now, do you think that glucosamine has an anabolic effect on other tissue, like muscle tissue?
Well, and that was just shown in a actual proliferation of satellite cells in the study that I had talked about a little bit earlier, which was done at the Institute of Sports Medicine. And when we see an increase in satellite cell growth, the next logical step will be to study dramatic muscle hypertrophy in younger adults. Now, this study was done in an older group where our regenerative powers are not at their height. I'm really interested to see, once we begin to introduce this into a younger demographic, those in the 18 to 35 years range, I can't wait to see what happens there. I'll bet you we see dramatic increases in muscle growth and strength by increasing the amount of glucosamine available to the tissues as energy.
Is there a point of diminishing returns with glucosamine? Glucosamine is a sugar and a protein bonded together, correct? Or sugar and amino acids bonded
That's
together, correct?
Correct?
Okay. There was some research back in the day that tried to imply that glucosamine, because it's a type of sugar, could somehow influence insulin resistance, and was warned that those who were pre-diabetic or were suffering from some form of insulin resistance should avoid glucosamine because it was quote-unquote a sugar. Is there a point of diminishing returns with glucosamine? If a gram per 100 pounds is good, is really the threshold that I need to reach. If I can afford it, should I be taking 2 grams or 3 grams per 100 pounds?
Well, here's where you get to a break point. Everyone's physiology is a little bit different. I may be able to uptake more than you. But when you look at these studies, even if your listeners go to PubMed, they'll find that it is completely safe to use glucosamine at high levels, even with those who are type 2 diabetics. The research that you had talked about was literally in vitro trials where they had taken some specific stem cells from the rib cages of rats and bathed them in exogenous forms of glucosamine. Now, there's a big difference between the exogenous form and the esterified form. The exogenous form just means that it's outside of the body. It is that sugar component bound to the glutamine. And in that form, if you bathe a cell in it, it can respond to either one of those compounds. And in those cases, it was responding to the sugar form. And that's why they showed a propensity for insulin secretion in those cells.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's misinformation because that's not the way the body works. When it uptakes the glucosamine itself, it remains intact. And as it passes through the small intestine, it now becomes a phosphate form, which is an esterified form. The glucose no longer has the propensity to be uptaked or upregulated in the same fashion. Now it is available as an amino acid primarily to the body. So your listeners can be safe in taking even high doses. As a matter of fact, quite a few people right now, and this is really in its experimental stage, but if you have anyone who is suffering with plantar fasciitis,
right,
there's a group right now who is using large doses of the GLC formula, 6,000 milligrams twice a day for the course of 2 weeks, and we're getting excellent results in reduction of plantar fasciitis. One of the most famous cases I can tell you about is Tiny Meeker. He's arguably the strongest bench presser in the world.
Right, right.
And it completely eliminated his plantar fasciitis in a two-week period of time.
Okay, so if it works for plantar fasciitis, wouldn't it work for just about any overuse injury where we have an incomplete healing of, say, tendons such as, you know, tennis elbow or brachial radialis tendonitis, that sort of stuff?
Well, and that's where the newer technology is coming in. One of the problems we run into is as we continue these very high doses of glucosamine, you have to remember that you get to a rate-limiting threshold where the body cannot upregulate anymore. And so what works for Tiny can cause stomach upset in another. And that's why I've developed the Actistatin, which works with the actual fundus of the stomach, changing and augmenting for a very brief period of time the chemosensing of the stomach, reducing hydrochloric acid production, and providing better metabolites than glucosamine. And what it's doing is giving a much more favorable environment and allowing us to achieve higher levels, like these maximized levels that Tiny was using,
right,
without having to take in 6,000 milligrams. We've been able to increase it over 50%. So that means sticking with a standard 2-gram dose is now equivalent to a 3-gram dose. It's a whole new technology. It'll be available starting at the first of the year. Safety trials are finishing now. We've done them in animals, but It was time for people to cross that next threshold. And I am pretty confident that moving forward, the more we learn about protein survivability through the gastric system, the better our lives are going to become.
So this delivery system basically protects and keeps intact these amino acids. Are these considered peptides? Are these assembled in a certain way?
Well, yes, they are. Because as you said earlier, you have a glucose monomer, which is connected directly to a glutamine. So they fall into the glucoprotein category. So anytime you have a complex protein, it falls into your peptide cascade. So what we're looking at doing is not only facilitating just glucosamine, but survivability of other amino acids.
What I was going to say. So in other words, could an intact large molecular weight peptide, perhaps a polypeptide, could that survive the digestive system and make it into the intestines where it could be absorbed using this technology?
We're still in the experimental stages, to be honest with you.
Right.
But theoretically, yes. You know, what we've been able to do with glutamine now is quite impressive. And as we look at it from a bodybuilding standpoint, you can now reduce your caloric intake and get the same amino acid benefit. You talk about improving lean muscle mass. That's really where we're headed.
Well, I want to talk about this when we come back, how it's going to could potentially influence the protein supplements that we use. We're talking with Sean Madier from GLC Direct, a longtime sponsor of Super Human Radio, with a product that we're proud to promote here, the single best joint product out there, and who knows, maybe an anabolic product without us knowing it, clearly has some oncoprotective value as well. Why not take it? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today to learn more how you can get a buy one, get one free. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio. Adele Moussa sent me yet another study. I'll read it during the break and see what it means. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already pretty low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, we're coming to the end of the summer. Many of us prepared for the summer. We look great going into the summer, but coming out of the summer, we don't look so good anymore. How do you get your mojo back and get back on track? We're going to have Sean Phillips on later this week to tell you what you need to do to get refocused and rededicated as we go back into the dungeon to rebuild the monster. Okay, we're talking with Sean Madeer. Adel Moussa continues to try to make me look more and more intelligent, forwarding me studies. This one really is a good one, Sean. I just want to just mention the title and the summary. A comprehensive review of oral glucosamine use and effects on glucose metabolism in normal and diabetic individuals. This was done in 2010. And the takeaway is, based on available evidence, we conclude that glucosamine has no effect on fasting blood glucose levels, glucose metabolism, or insulin sensitivity in any oral dose level, in any healthy subject, individuals with diabetes, or those with impaired glucose tolerance. So those of you out there who may have been told by your doctor to avoid glucosamine because you have mild insulin resistance and this may push you over the edge, the research says not. So there you go.
Yeah, and it's good that those are really coming to the fore, because you know what they say, if it bleeds, it leads, and usually the negative press, even if it's not accurate, is the one that people remember. So I'm glad that you brought that up, and if people have other concerns, there are places like PubMed you can go to, and they have removed their cautionary statements that they had on there a few years ago, based on that same research.
So let's talk a little bit more about this delivery system that you've been working on for a very long time now. So you're saying that this delivery system could actually be, what, bonded to proteins like whey protein and actually get them into the bloodstream faster and more completely with smaller doses?
Well, it doesn't actually bind to it. What it does is augment the chemical environment of the gastric system, but only for a very brief period of time.
Hmm.
And that's what has brought it really to the fore. You can get similar effects by using proton pump inhibitors, but the negative issue is this. When we uptake any kind of a protein, we go through what's called the alkalide tide within the stomach, where we produce hydrochloric acid, pepsinogen. They combine to become pepsin, and now our acidic rate goes right down to the floor. You can get as low as a 1, and that is a very caustic environment. Then, which that actually helps to cleave some of the more complex proteins when you're eating your chicken or your fish or whatever your standardized protein forms are. Then those same cells will produce bicarbonate to raise the alkalinity so that we can then flush the available amino acids that have just been cleaved down into the duodenum small intestine, and so that they can be uptaken by the enzymes there and used in the body. The problem that we run into with things like glucosamine and other amino acid isolates is that we have an oxidative loss to those proteins they're not as complex. They don't have the collagen bonds. They don't have the cellulose group to hold them together that needs cleaving. So when we introduce, we'll use glutamine as an example, into the gastric system and the chemosensing kicks in, our acidic rate drops below 1, we oxidize almost 30% of the glutamine immediately. So what Actistatin does is stabilize for about 10 to 15 minutes the environment so that we don't oxidize the glutamine. It allows higher percentages to pass through into the small intestine, and now our body has the metabolite and protein that it needs without having to take in, you know, if anyone's doing a protein shake, you know how high in calories they are. And if we can get higher levels in while keeping our caloric intake down, it might lead to the next generation of bodybuilding protein supplementation.
Now, does this delivery system in Actistatin affect the absorption of any other anything else in the stomach?
Well, what we did find in we have two animal trials, one in equine. It showed that, and this is why we hadn't really released it for human use yet, because we have to do our titration models to make sure we had a safe environment for other oxidative class drugs. In racehorses or horses that are lame, they can use different drugs. One of them is called phenbutazole.
Oh, yeah.
And its oxidative loss by FDA panels is over 50%. And that's so it's designed to lose half of it before it becomes available.
Right.
Because of the alkali tide.
Which means that the dosing is upregulated to get the target amount into the bloodstream. I've actually taken phenylbutazone when I worked on the racetrack instead of NSAIDs for, you know, an ache or something like that.
It works.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great drug. But if you take it at the same time, or now this is in equine, because the herbivore has a different environment that we had to specifically address, but its ability to upregulate these proteins like glucosamine was over 100%. And so it changed the oxidative loss so dramatically that drugs like phenbutazole were potentiated. As a matter of fact, Actistatin has been issued two different patents now, one for the ingredient and one for the method of action. So it's actually considered by the patent office a drug delivery system.
I was just going to say a drug delivery system, right.
As long as we don't go into licensing on that, I think we'll be okay. That being said, in the omnivore and carnivore, the enzymatic systems are a little different, so we weren't able to achieve levels quite as dramatic. But at the same time, it did not show the same potentiation for other oxidative class drugs. So working under those safety parameters is how I've designed the Actistatin for people to use. And so we can get excellent effects for both anti-inflammation and rebuilding. And I think that come January 1st, your listeners are all going to switch over to Actistatin.
Yeah, because, I bet.
I'll be honest with you, it is the next logical step in keeping our joints and muscle tissues healthy.
Should Actistatin be taken with food or on empty stomach in that case?
I still recommend take with food.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, unlike the proton pump inhibitors we talked about, it only reduces the chemosensing for a very brief period. So the complex protein that you're putting in at the same time, let's imagine you're having chicken breast at the same time, within 15 minutes, that high acidic wash and alkali tide returns to normal, and so you get the full value out of the chicken breast, but it does not lead to stomach upset. That's our main concern.
Right.
Is when we introduce isolates, and I'm sure your listeners have had that unfortunate feeling when you take too many vitamins, minerals, or protein isolates without any other type of food source or sugar source, you can get an upset stomach pretty quickly.
Right.
It's because the histamine responses that occur in the stomach can give you that feeling of an uneasiness.
Mm-hmm.
And so just in order to avoid that, we recommend taking with food.
Okay, so let's wrap this up and get back on track with the potential oncoprotective effects of glucosamine specifically. We can't make any. We're not making any type of diagnosis or claims of cures or anything like that. But with that being said, as our disclaimer, is it fair to say that glucosamine should be considered one of the natural modalities when people are taking a natural approach to either avoid cancers and tumors, or even in some cases, you know, if they're using high dose intravenous vitamin C, this would be a natural adjunct to consider?
You know, at the top of the program, we had talked about the study done in Sweden where they're literally using chondroitin sulfate as part of a tumor reduction protocol. So the mechanism is what's most important for us to focus on. If we come to the understanding that we do, in fact, have these adverse cells in circulation in our bodies all the time, if we give it an environment that is more favorable to adhere to, that's putting us at higher risk. Glucosamine, chondroitin, antioxidants, vitamin C, excellent choices to make sure that those tissue, those small lesions that these cells can adhere to throughout our entire system. And I'm very interested to read that study on lung cancer, because that's a fantastic example, because of the exchange that you get within the fluids of the lung.
Right.
That is going to be, from a capillary standpoint, an amazing breakthrough.
Yeah.
So once again, the least favorable environment you can provide these cancer cells, the better. And there's no doubt now that glucosamine helps to increase collagen production, which helps and speeds healing, and our chondroitin sulfate can help reduce endothelial inflammation, which causes less stress in the circulation system. So using them in combination as part of an overall health and antioxidant protocol is an excellent idea, in my opinion.
Okay. Last thing I want to mention before we end the interview is that a lot of people may not realize this, but many of you who've been on the GLC website know, and you hear Sean talking about equine research. Many of the top racetracks in the United States and many of the top trainers of those racehorses in the United States buy and use GLC for equine. You also have a line for people for their pets, dogs and cats as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. We just launched the Actistatin for both equine and canine use. Now, your listeners need to understand that those are not for human use. The actual protocol in Actistatin is designed specific to each species. So, whereas in the original formula for GLC, we had lots of athletes who still do. They'll buy the horse tub because it gives them a 2-pound container and utilize that. The Actistatin for equine is not going to give you the same benefit that we're able to prove in the herbivore physiology. So that's the only caution. When they go to the site, they'll see Actistatin. They might decide, well, it's time to jump in, and it's not really there yet for human use because it's a different formulary.
Right, and also, if you still think you can work your way around this, they throw little bits of mouse duty in there, so you don't want to take the one for the horse.
All right, Carl, none of that.
I'm trying to keep people buying the human version. That's all. Anyway,
well, they will, and in just a few months, we'll have it available for everyone to use, and we look forward to that.
Yes, very, very good. All right, so listen, go to superhumanradio.com, click the GLC banner to learn how you can get a buy one, get one free. And when
and
the Actistatin...
Before we go...
Yes, please.
I know you're just plugging my product, but your friend's website, subversity.com...
SUPPVERSITY.com. Adel Musa lives in Munster, Germany. I'm working to try to get him here to the United States. He is one of the most... First of all, he's an enigma. He teaches... at a university in Munster, And he's a physicist, but he has fallen in love with both physical culture as well as nutrition and supplementation. He writes the single best blog on the internet to go to learn. I mean, and he pumps these things out, Sean. I swear he must have like people working with him because he pumps out article after article. I get this research myself emailed to me through a variety of different services, and I barely can read through it. He's already got a blog written about it.
Well,
and so
fantastic.
The guy
Those are the
is
type
great.
Of people we need in the industry, because at the end of the day, you know, regardless of what your profession is, your body is all you have left.
Right.
So let's take the best care of it that we can.
Yeah. Subvert, SUPPVERSITY.com. Check it out. Hey, Sean, thanks for being on SHR today, man.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Carl, I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. I got a couple things I want to talk about.
Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. Brothers, cause in the night you'll feel fright. Cause in the night you'll feel fright.
Cause in the night you'll feel You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometime pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw. flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got some great shows planned for this week. I apologize for the time off. Some of you have thanked me and said that you were able to catch up on shows because we turn them out too fast here. And other people have missed their Supreme Radio. So I promise you we'll be back on the air continuously moving forward, save any additional family emergencies. So we've got great shows planned. Tomorrow we do have the Blueprint Power Hour, which is planned for Tuesday. Tomorrow afternoon, we have Dr. Peter Rouse coming on. Great show we're going to do with him about training. And then, of course, we're going to do this Thursday, we will do the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy because we canceled it last week. So we'll have that this week for those of you who are jonesing for that. Sean Phillips will be on Wednesday. How to get your mojo back. It's an important discussion. Many of us are feeling it. It's time to get back to where we were before we started partying for the summer and enjoying all the hard work during the winter. And then this week we're going to be doing a show on a hormone that no one talks about, but is probably one of the most important hormones that makes us human and compassionate and loving. And it also may have some benefits for those who are dealing with children on the spectrum. Autism spectrum disorder, as well as what I think should be added to a multi-hormone protocol for both men and women. So we'll talk about that later in the week also. I just want to thank everybody for toughing it out and waiting for the show to come back up on the air. Don't forget, Age Force has agreed to continue their buy one, get one free on their new B-Complex. It really is a great patch. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. And, of course, check out GLC products by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the GLC banner ad. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.